I'll first try to motivate the problem of compression. And as usual, if Q to the K is the finite field with Q to the K elements, and by capital G, we will denote a subgroup of the full multiplicative group of the finite field. And in particular, we will call G a cyclotomic subgroup if the size of G is equal to some cyclotomic polynomial evaluated at Q. And little g will generate the group G. And some examples of cyclotomic subgroups. If you consider the fourth degree extension of FQ, then Q to the 4 minus 1 can be written as product of three cyclotomic polynomials evaluated at Q. So that corresponds to three cyclotomic subgroups. And similarly for FQ to the 6 dash, there are four corresponding cyclotomic subgroups. And in a typical setting of finite field cryptography, for example, to achieve a 128-bit security level, we have to work with a 3,000-bit size of a finite field in the case that Q is a prime. Or if Q is a prime power of 2 or 3, we need to select a finite field of size around 4,800 bits. And it's enough to choose a subgroup of this FQ to the K star, a G, which is of size 256 bits. However, the elements in G are, in the natural representation, they are represented as elements in FQ to the K. So even though we, in practice, working with a smaller size structure, we have to use as many bits as to represent an element in the full field. So this brings an overhead to the efficiency and also to the storage and to when we try to transfer the elements. So the motivation is to find some compression methods for elements in the finite fields or in the subgroups, and also, if possible, to do some arithmetic with compressed representations. Here's an example, a basic version of the water signature scheme. Here the user A wants to sign a message M, which we assume belongs to a group G1, and we assume a pairing function, a bilinear pairing function, which inputs two elements from G1 and outputs to a group, which is a subgroup of FQ to the K star. And we assume P is a system parameter. The private key of the user is capital Z, some secret number Z times the system parameter. And her public key is zeta, which is the output of the pairing function evaluated at P raised to the power Z. Now this signature, A signature on the message M, is the pair alpha beta, where alpha is Z plus some random number times the message, and beta is the random number R times P. To verify the signature, we simply compare the output of the pairing function evaluated at alpha P with the public key of the user times the output of the pairing function evaluated at beta M. So here, for example, zeta belongs to the subgroup G, but it requires, in the natural representation, K times log qubits, for example. Now, I'll review some of the previous work. Smith and Skinner in 1994 worked with cyclotomic subgroups of Q plus 1, and they obtained a compression factor 2 by showing that the minimal polynomial of an element in G can be determined by the trace of this element over FQ. They also presented an algorithm, which is an exponentiation algorithm. So given a trace of an element and an integer, it computes the trace of this element raised to the power integer b. And this is so-called the Luk exponentiation algorithm. In 1999, Gong and Han worked with cyclotomic subgroups of size q square plus q plus 1, and they showed that the trace of the element and the trace of the inverse of the element is enough to determine the minimal polynomial, which gives a compression factor 3 by 2. And similarly, they presented an exponentiation algorithm to compute with compressed representations. In 99, Brouwer, Pelikan, and Verul worked with cyclotomic subgroups of size q square minus q plus 1. And they showed that knowing two coefficients of the minimum polynomial of an element in G is enough to determine the other coefficients, which gives a compression factor 3. And they presented also an exponentiation algorithm, which is quite different from the previous ones. So it relies on representing the field FQ to the 6 as FQX divided by modulo the minimal polynomial of the element g to the a. So simply given Cn and dA, Ca and dA, we construct a minimal polynomial and then join the root of this polynomial and we raise x to the power b and compute the minimal polynomial over this representation. In 2000, and probably the famous exponentiation algorithm in the compressed representation, Lenzer and Verrill worked with cyclotomic subgroup of size q squared minus q plus 1. Instead of considering the minimal polynomial over fq, they considered the minimal polynomial over fq squared. And in this case, it's enough to determine the, given the trace of the element over fq squared, it's enough to determine the minimal polynomial, which gives a compression factor 3. And similarly, they presented so-called the XCR exponentiation algorithm, given CA and B, how to compute CAB. There is a different approach to compress elements by Rubin and Silverberg in 2003. By using the rational parameterization of an algebraic torus over FQ, they showed that the same compression ratios could be obtained in a totally different way. And one nice thing about this, using rational parameterization, is that compressed elements enjoy the full functionality of being a group. So using this parameterization do not disturb the group properties, as opposed to the case in trace representation. Here, you are given two traces. You can just multiply them to obtain, for example, given Cu and Cv, it's not obvious how to obtain Cu plus V. And similarly, in 2005, it was obtained the compression factor 15 by 4. And in a recent paper by Schraze, instead of considering the full cyclotomic subgroup, they considered a subgroup of the cyclotomic subgroup of size q squared minus q plus 1, which gives a compression factor 6. So the key ingredient in their paper is that given the trace of an element over fq, or by the way, they consider this special subgroup when the characteristic is equal to 3, and given the trace of an element over fq, they showed that the trace of the same element over fq squared can be obtained efficiently. So this gives a compression factor 6, and their exponentiation algorithm is called XTR3, because what they do is, given the trace of an element, you lift it to a trace over fq squared, and then you use the XTR exponentiation algorithm, and then you compress it back to an element in fq. We work with characteristic 2 fields, and again, a special subgroup of the cyclotomic subgroup of size q squared plus 1. And we explicitly determine the minimal polynomial of an element in G over FQ. So given the trace of an element, it's enough. We can determine all the coefficients in the minimal polynomial. This gives us compression factor 4 in the case of characteristic 2 fields. And we presented 5 different algorithms. The first one directly works with compressed representation. So given CA and B, we compute CAB. The second algorithm, we first partially lift CA, the trace of an element, to a trace of an trace of G to the A over FQ squared, and use loop-based exponentiation algorithm that we saw before for factor 2 compression. And DDE, we fully decompress the element to an element in FQ to the 4, and execute the direct exponentiation in the full field and then compress it back when we are done. And these DPV are, as in the previous slides, these are depending on different representation of the full field. So we are avoiding here decompressing the element to an element in fq to the 4. Instead, we are representing fq to the 4 by using the minimal polynomials over fq or over fq squared. For compression factor 6, as Schraze did, we worked with the same fields of characteristic 3, and we worked with special subgroups of cyclotomic subgroups of size q squared minus q plus 1. And in addition, we explicitly gave the coefficients of this minimal polynomial. Again, in characteristic 3, we obtain a compression factor 6, and moreover, explicitly representing this polynomial gives us a chance to have other algorithms besides XCR3. The first algorithm, again, directly works with compressed representations. Given C, A, and B, we compute C, A, B. And the second algorithm, we partially decompress it, the trace of the element over FQ, to the trace of the element over FQ cube. And here, over degree 2 extension, we use loop-based exponentiation. And similarly, in DDE, we fully decompress the element and execute the exponentiation operation here, and then compress it back. And again, BPV 1, 2, and 3 are the variants of the previous BPV algorithms. And XTR3 can be seen as partially lifting the element to an element over FQ squared, and then using the XTR exponentiation. Here is some concrete numbers for comparison. We consider two cases. One is that we assume the base is fixed, and the other is we assume that the base is a general base. In the first case, when we have a general base, algorithm 1, I'll use this. The first algorithm becomes the fastest algorithm, but in the case that we have a fixed base, DDE, so first decompressing element to an element in FQ to the 4th and then doing exponentiation in the full field becomes the fastest algorithm. And for factor 6 compression, the fastest algorithm in the general base remains to be XCR3 again, but in the case of a fixed base, we conclude that first decompressing and then exponentiating in the full field is the fastest one. I'm planning to do two future works. One is to find, of course, more efficient algorithms for all cases. And there are two strategies, actually. One is to use usual square and multiply type algorithms. For simplicity, I will assume that we work with factor 2 compression. In factor 2 compression, the trace representation actually leads to a second degree recursive relation. And in this case, one strategy is, given a state SU formed by CU and CU minus 1, the aim is to obtain S2U or S2U plus 1. The first one corresponds to squaring step in the algorithm, and the other is squaring and multiplying step. So if we could find more efficient algorithms for computing these states, then this would directly imply faster algorithms. Especially for factor 6 case, the first algorithm seems complicate more than I expected, so there might be a chance to increase the speed of it, and for other algorithms as well. And the second strategy is to use addition chain. So for the exponent that we want to raise our trace representation, we write an addition chain. In the case of factor 2 compression, a second order addition chain. And then we use this recursive formula to compute Cn. Also, it would be interesting to projecting our results to the prime field case, and then comparing the resulting algorithms to the already existing one, the XTR exponentiation algorithm. If you project our results, then here only one element is enough to write the minimal polynomial of an element in G, but we are using the trick here that T is a power of 3, so we can just have it as an exponent. But in the prime field case, this doesn't happen, and we need actually two elements from FQ, as Brouwer, Pelikan, and Verul showed before. However, now we have a chance to decompress elements in different ways. For example, we can see that XTR algorithm corresponds to partially lifting this capital CU to an element in FQ squared, and then they get a compression factor 3. But similarly, we can also raise capital CU to an element in FQ cube and then use loop-based exponentiation algorithm. I don't think this method would beat the speed of XTR in the cases that Q is 2 modulo 3 or Q is 3 modulo 4, because in this case, they benefit from super efficiency of using normal bases, but it might be interesting to look at other parameters which do not satisfy these two modulo conditions. And here is the summary. We showed that factor 4 compression can be obtained in some special subgroups of characteristic 2 finite fields. And we obtained 6 more algorithms for exponentiation in factor 6 compression. and gave a detailed performance comparison. And as future work, as I said, I'm planning to work on finding more efficient algorithms and also comparing other possible algorithms with XTR. Thanks. The compression factor. No, you can't, because what they showed is the dimension of the torus is equal to phi of k. So for example, for degrees k equals to 2, 3, and 6, these are the best compression ratios for the full torsion group, for the four full FQ points in the algebraic torus. Oh, we can work with k equals to 16, then the one problem...
So it's 13.
13. Yeah. So then it's one
problem...
I think one problem... Then the compression ratio would be, I believe... Oh, 30 is here, they obtained it. I think the... Yeah, finding the rational parameterization is the problem. I think they also tried 210, but I think the problem is finding this rational parameterization and also the practicality of using it.
No, they say if you could find the rational parameterization, then you have the optimal. Other questions?
Thank you.